Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated General Grabber ATX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit ebay.com for terms.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire. We're Thursday, September 23rd. We got Thursday Night Football. A mediocre at best game. Carolina and Houston. Houston with the backup quarterback. We'll get into the game with today's guest. Drum roll, please. Michael Lombardi. You remember him. He's worked with me at FS1. He was with the Patriots in the front office. I rib him a little bit in our interview when I mentioned that, yeah, I remember you were at FS1. We'd be in a meeting room talking about the show, and you'd be like, hold on, turn into the corner. I got to FaceTime Josh McDaniels real quick. A little flex from Lombardi. He's really plugged in the league. He has some good stuff on the games for week 3. I think you guys will like it. But first, a couple stories. Listen, there are some NBA stories popping. It's tough for me to get out of the NFL college football mindset this early in the season and pivot to NBA when it's not even, I don't even think training camp started. I mean, the Ben Simmons story is huge, but like there's really no traction. The Zion story that dropped on NOLA.com, really the beginnings of a takedown of David Griffin, who you guys know I've never been a huge fan of. The GM there does not have a relationship with Zion. That's an interesting story. And then, of course, the guy in the Timberwolves front office who gets axed ultimately because he got busted cheating on his wife with some secretary. And somebody, I'm not going to mention the person who, sent me photos. I don't know if they're from a news report or Twitter or what, of this guy in the front office GM with this leggy brunette, like, making out. I'm like, what? Is this real? Is this, like, out in the open? This guy's a moron. This is when he gets fired. So good NBA stories are happening, but it's just tough for me to get out of the NFL mindset. Like, the NFL right now is so hot. You guys know I'm not so hot in the $4 million contest, started 5-5, so literally every day, I'm spending hours looking at injury reports, reading beat writers, looking at line movement, trying to anticipate where the line's going to go and why. The injuries are incredible right now in the NFL. I mean, I'm not going to go through all of them right now because we do touch on it with Lombardi, but it's tough for me to pick a side on Colts-Titans not knowing the status of Carson Wentz. It's tough for me to dive deep on Raiders-Dolphins not knowing the situation with Derek Carr. We do know now that Tua is out with, I don't know if it's bruised or broken ribs, but he's out. That being said, I'm on a text chain with some guys from Fox, from the gambling team over at Fox, and I was like, listen, guys, I don't think it's that big of a downgrade from Tua to Jacoby Brissett when you get a week to build in the game plan. Now, last week, Brissett looked terrible against Buffalo. Guess what? Tua's taken all the first-team reps in practice. Brissett has to come in cold. Offensive line already shell-shocked. They had no chance. It was a disaster for Miami. I think they will be stronger this week. I'm leaning toward taking them against Vegas, getting four lines coming down. But again, the injury situation. Justin Fields, we now know, is declared the starter. Taylor Heineke, first road start in the NFL. Like, there's just so much happening. Ben Roethlisberger and this pec injury, it continues to be huge. Like, I mean, I don't know. Can you take Pittsburgh to win if Ben Roethlisberger is not starting and Mason, I was going to say Mason Plumlee, one of the Plumlee brothers. But I think it's not Duck Hodges. It's, oh my gosh, I'm an idiot for spacing on the guy's name. Now I have to look it up because I know you guys are yelling right now. Oh, it's Mason. We know who he is. And I'm sorry, I have to look it up because it's on the tip of my tongue and I can't get it. But I would say there is a huge downgrade. There it is. Mason Rudolph, the former Oklahoma State quarterback. I can't imagine it would be Haskins. But seriously, like, that's not ideal. And by the way, quietly, Bengals defense kind of shut down Joe Mixon and really bottled up Justin Fields and Andy Dalton last week. And then now they go against the Steelers offensive line down with four new guys. They started two rookies last week. And, you know, again, you got to look at this TJ Watt situation. There's just so much happening in the league. I did make a couple bets earlier this week. I think I touched on them on maybe the podcast before Rovell. By the way, shout out to the guys who did like the Darren Rovell interview. It got a lot of compliments for that. Listen, Rovell keeps it real. A lot of people don't like him. I don't care. Why would I care? I like him. To me, he's interesting. When I cracked into this TV business, when I moved out here, Cowherd told me one piece of advice. It's not about right. It's not about wrong. It's about being interesting. And if you can keep it interesting, they'll keep coming back. You're going to be right sometimes. You're going to be wrong sometimes. That's just how sports are. It's unpredictable. Why do you think gambling on sports, the house wins more? And if you win like 63% of your bets, you're considered successful. You know, like, you're going to be right. You're going to be wrong, but be interesting, be compelling, and that'll keep them coming back. On a side note, before we get to the Mike Lombardi interview, your boy returned to the basketball court triumphantly after 2 weeks. Well, you know, I got the eye injury, got an elbow in the kisser. Not the kisser, the eye. Blood everywhere, six stitches. My wife wisely recommended a plastic surgeon, so he avoided the ER. And I got the stitches out, I think Monday. Yeah, Monday or Tuesday. Probably Monday. And I ordered a mask off Amazon. You go on Amazon, it's like the $50 mask. And I got it, and I tried it on. I was like, oof, this is rough. And then I went out to play basketball Wednesday, regular crew. I warm up, no mask, feeling fine. I'm like, let me just put the mask on. I put it on, and the guy started calling me Rip Hamilton. And I'll just tell you right now, it felt awkward AF. First play of the game. My guy who I was guarding, Rob, I know him well, lefty, good player, solid player. But for whatever reason, I know his tendencies well, and I'm able to defend him better than a lot of guys. Humble brag. And he just takes me easily. And I'm just, with the mask, like, the vision is a little distorted, you know, and like, it just felt weird. He beat me for an easy bucket, and I fouled him. And I was like, jeez. So we come down, and I'm like, all right, I got to rip the Band-Aid off. I get the ball, instant shot, don't even hit the rim. I think it hit like the backboard and maybe grazed the rim. I was like, oof, that felt weird. Two possessions later, I get the ball again. I'm like, I got to get up another shot. This is not a three, an inside the arc. And again, miss everything. I come down the court. I said, hold up, guys. I took the mask off. I said, this is not going to work. This is not going to work. I'm just going to have to plow through it. And wouldn't you know it, the next game I hit, I think, three threes in four possessions and we won. But it's just weird playing with a mask. I don't know how these NBA guys do it. I mean, obviously, they're wearing a high-end mask. I don't know if any of you guys have had to wear a mask due to an injury. But it just felt awkward. I couldn't go back to it. I'm probably going to – I got a soccer tournament coming up, and I'll definitely have to wear the mask for that. I mean, it's totally different than basketball. Because the shot, you know, your arms are coming up in like your face area. And in soccer, it's all legs and speed. So I should be able to wear the mask for that. But I thought you guys would want just a little snapshot into the life of Jason McIntyre. All right, without further ado, let's get to him. Oh, by the way, at the end of the podcast, I'll give you my best bet for Thursday Night Football. But let's get to him now. Michael Lombardi of VSiN.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire a guy. I knew this guy, I don't know, like 4 years ago he came by. He was in L.A. He was on FS1. We did some shows together. And, you know, Mike, you can confirm this if you want. I think we were doing some of the earlier gambling segments regarding the NFL on TV before anybody, before NFL Network, before ESPN. Mike Lombardi, he's at VSiN now. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I think pretty soon everybody's going to have to do it. I mean, it's the only way people want to hear about the betting and how to get some information on the games. I think that's kind of it's changed tremendously on the emphasis of the games and what people are looking for. And betting is huge, man. I mean, I'm in Jersey, and they're setting records every week on how much money's being bet.
Yeah, we had Darren Revelle on, and he was saying that basically Jersey is the new Vegas in terms of sports gambling. It is just insane out there. I guess my question for you, you are one of the few guys in gambling who actually worked in a front office, having spent a lot of time with the Patriots. And I remember when you were at Fox, you know, we would be in like a meeting room, and, you know, you'd be like FaceTiming Josh McDaniels in the corner. There's not a lot of guys in the gambling space who could do that. How often do you still keep in touch with your contacts around the league? I mean,
I don't gamble. You know, it's funny. I don't gamble. I mean, what I do for VSiN is kind of what I did in the league. I watch tape. I study teams. I break down the opponents. You know, the Cowboys are playing the Eagles. I watch the Cowboys. I watch the Eagles, you know, and I see kind of the strengths and weaknesses of both teams. And literally, I can honestly say I've never made a bet, Jason. Wow. I give out advice. I put it up on Twitter. I like this game, that game. But I don't bet. I have no desire to bet. You know, I want people to do good based on my recommendations. Mm-hmm. But the pride that I get into it is from when I was in the league. You know, that's what I did for a living. I handicapped teams. That's what every pro personnel director does in the National Football League. They handicap teams.
So let's start with a layup here. Okay, so Carolina, Houston. They're playing Thursday Night Football, but Houston's starting the kid out of Stanford, Mills. He was a highly touted recruit, but there's almost no NFL tape on him. He played, a half last week, just tossed into the fire for Tyrod Taylor. The line has gone up. Carolina favored by 8. You know, I will say Carolina has faced basically two of the weaker quarterbacks in the league in the Mormon Mahomes and Jameis Winston. And, you know, this defense is pretty nasty. I like them a lot here, but there are some numbers that suggest, hey, there's not enough tape on Mills. He's going to be able to surprise the Panthers here. What are your thoughts on this one?
Well, I mean, look, there is tape on Mills. He played the preseason. So, you know, the Panthers can go back and watch him. But I think the strength of the Panthers is their defensive front. You know, they really – the reason the quarterbacks haven't played well against them is because they have done a great job of dominating the front, you know, and it's come from different guys, Derrick Brown, Morgan Fox, you know, all the players that they have inside. They have really done a good job of being fast, athletic, and they've created havoc defensively for their opponents. So, you know, this is going to be a tough game for Houston in that sense. Now, Houston last week, Tunsil got hurt for a little bit of the time in the Browns game, and they brought him back in. But Davis Mills wasn't really ready to play. I mean, he probably didn't take enough reps. He's probably not going to get enough reps this week. You know, so it's kind of challenging. But Houston has some skill players. I mean, they still have Brandon Cooks. They got Philip Lindsay. They got Mark Ingram, you know, and their offensive line is probably the better offensive line than they've had in Houston for the last 3 or 4 years. So, you know, 8.5 is a lot of points to lay on the road. I think the key is they can't turn the ball over. Houston's defense is fast. It's athletic. It's not very big. And they got to do a good job of really taking advantage of what they can do offensively. I think Sam Darnold, you know, has really played within himself and hasn't tried to do things like he did with the Jets and make stupid plays. I think he's done a really good job with that.
It's weird. The Texans were projected to be the worst or one of the worst teams in the league, yet here they are 2-0 against the spread already. And frankly, this could just be a thing where the market's saying, hey, you know, Houston stinks. Yeah, we get that. Nobody's betting them. But guess what? This team has a bunch of pros. I think they signed like 27 veterans in the offseason. So they're not going to just roll over and get crushed here. But eight feels still a little large for Sam Darnold to be laying on the road.
Well, I mean, look, you know, I said this all summer. I've said it on my podcast and I said it on Beeson. I mean, Houston was never, there's no reason Jacksonville should have been favored when they went in there. I mean, who is Jacksonville to be favored over anybody? You know, and based on what they look like in the preseason, Houston's got NFL caliber players. There's no doubt. And so, you know, for me, you know, I think that this is obviously Thursday nights are always hard games to play. With a rookie quarterback, a guy doesn't have a lot of reps, I think it's even harder. And I think the way Carolina is playing defense and the way they're attacking the quarterback, it's going to make it hard on Davis Mills. But Davis Mills, if he doesn't sustain the injuries in Stanford in high school and then in college, he would have probably been an earlier draft pick than the third round.
Yeah, very talented kid. I want to look to Sunday. Mike, there's two 2-0 teams against 0-2 teams, and these are always fishy. Some of the trend lines, I don't know if you pay attention to those, but some of the trends say you've got to take the 0-2 team in week three against the 2-0 team. And lo and behold, we've got Arizona with MVP candidate Kyler Murray in Jacksonville. Was 7.5. There's some Jacksonville money showing in the market. It's down to 7. And then, of course, my Jets, huge underdogs in Denver. But also, there's been Jets money. It was 11.5. It's now down to 10. Again, I'm not asking you to give advice to gamblers here, but it's really tough to tell people, yeah, man, gotta love Jacksonville here. Or, give a lean to the Jets. Like, I don't know how you can do that.
Well, I mean, I think you have to break the game down in a way to where, you know, look, I think the Jets going out to Denver and facing Vic Fangio's defense. I mean, we saw what Belichick did to the young quarterback. And I think it's going to be a challenge. Vic Fangio's defense is different. It's hard to prepare for, and it's hard to prepare for in a short week. And the Jets really don't have any strengths. I mean, their offensive line is really struggling, and they didn't play Crowder or Mims last week for reasons I don't know. I just didn't. I said this on my pod. I didn't think the Jets were really finely tuned offensively, and I think it's going to take some time for them to get going. And Denver really, even though they won 20-7 last week against Jacksonville, they did not play well. They did not play well offensively. They had too many negative plays. Jacksonville just couldn't get anything going offensively. They struggled with Vic Fangio's scheme. Trevor Lawrence struggled with the scheme. He was having a hard time. So, I mean, it's a lot of points, but Denver playing at home in their home opener in altitude with crowd back in there. I think Denver wins. That's a lot of points though.
Yeah. Let's drill down on the Jets real quick. You know, you get a new coach in there and he's got holdovers in Mims, who was, you know, drafted a couple years ago, last year. And he just has never been healthy. Crowder, you know, again, another holdover. You just wonder from your experiences, Mike, in front offices, like what happens when a new coach comes in? Is there kind of a stink on the old guys that, hey, you know what? The last guy stunk as a head coach. He got fired. Maybe you guys stink too, or is that too strong?
Well, I think it's too strong, especially since the GM picked the coach and the GM picked the players. I mean, that was his draft. I mean, you go back to his drafts. I mean, they represent his draft. Joe Douglas has a tremendous reputation of being an astute personnel evaluator. And, you know, he picked Mims at the top of the second round. So, you know, this isn't one of those where you say, oh, gosh. But I think, you know, Mims has got to earn his way on the team, and they've got to give him an opportunity. Yeah, he's been hurt, but he's made a lot of plays. I mean, I think he's had – I mean, I saw a stat the other day in terms of what he's done compared to some other young receivers in the same age. It's pretty impressive. And Crowder's always been a guy that gives trouble, especially when you're playing a team like Denver, who has really good corners. I mean, these corners for Denver, Sertan, you know, Darby's hurt, but then they have Bryce Callahan, and then they play Fuller. I mean, this is a really good group. And then, you know, they're going to be able to play man-to-man against you, and it's going to be hard to make these tight window throws. So, you know, I think, look, you don't have enough time in the NFL to say, just bring me new players because the old players I don't want. You're going to get fired if you do that.
Yeah. I just wonder how what's a reasonable timetable for Jets fans to be like, hey, we can push 500. If this season it feels like that's a massive uphill climb, is next season reasonable?
Well, I think it all going to come down to how the draft works out, right? I mean, it's all going to come out to, can they rebuild it? This offensive line is bad. I mean, last week they got exposed again. I mean, they're going to have a hard time in Denver. Until they fix that offensive line, it's not going to go anywhere. And Becton's, you talk about a guy who's been hurt quite a bit. He's been hurt quite a bit. And he's out, you know, and Tucker's a good player at left guard, but, you know, he hasn't played too. He's a rookie. He's a young player. And defensively, you know, their defensive front plays hard and they're very athletic and they move. But at some point, you know, they got to be able to win man to man. I mean, they played probably better than I suspected they would. But at some point, it's going to wear down on you with the offense.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Probably the most surprising unit in the league, the Kansas City Chiefs. The Football Outsiders said that they are historically bad through 2 weeks. I know it's only 2 weeks, you know, and they did face a good Browns offense and then Lamar Jackson. But Mike, what do you see on film with the Chiefs? Is it fixable or is this defense just a total train wreck?
It's been really bad. I mean, they don't play off blocks. They can't stop the run. They're out of alignment. They have miscommunications all over. I thought week one it was because Mathau wasn't in the game. But, you know, when he came back last week, they had the same problems. I mean, Nick Chubb ran a touchdown running from 25 yards. I mean, you and I could have ran it in. It was so wide open. It was ridiculous. And so, you know, I think it's been really – this has always been the case with Kansas City, especially early in the year, and Spagnuolo's defense. They take a lot of chances. They're constantly trying just to make a play, a draw, a series. They're always trying to make a play, a series. So, you know, we want to knock you into second and 15, second and 20. You know, first and 15, you know, we're going to create a negative play. One negative play per drive will knock you out of a drive. Mm. But they can't play down after down after down. They make too many mistakes. Their corners haven't been able to hold up. And the defensive front, I mean, they did not get any pass rush against the backup offensive line for Baltimore last week, you know. And so that was really got to be discouraging. And as offensively, you know, teams are just going to try to take away Tyreek Hill. I mean, that's the key guy. Tyreek Hill is the best receiver in all of football. It's not even close. And when you take him away from them, he had three catches for 12 yards last week. Kelsey's going to make his plays, but then who can beat you? I mean, the Ravens gave up 28 points on defense, and I thought they played as well as you could play. They gave up 28, and they played well. They gave up a touchdown pass for 35. But here's where the key to the game was, Jason. They didn't score in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
The Chiefs were scoreless in the fourth.
I do wonder, though, the Chargers have been an offensive machine. This is going to give Kansas City problems. The problem is they just can't finish in the red zone. Turnovers, yeah. Just mistakes, penalties. I mean, Mike, they did not punt against Dallas and only ended up with 17 points. That seems like how does that happen?
It happened the week before in Washington. They were 2 for 6 in the red zone in Washington. I mean, this team moves the ball up and down the field. They can't seem to get it in the end zone. I think they miss a big back. I think Eckler's great. I think he's tremendous. But I think they miss a big back. I think they miss a physical back there. I don't think it's Justin Jackson. I don't think it's Roundtree. I think they miss a physical back. And I think that's really a problem.
I said on the podcast earlier this week, Mike, that if you told me I could have any quarterback to start a franchise with who's in the league currently, and age matters, after Mahomes, it would be Justin Herbert. I don't know. Is that too strong of a statement?
No, I mean, look, I think he's great, you know, and it's amazing that he got picked in front of Tua. He got picked before Tua got picked in front of him. I mean, seriously. I mean, you know, I talk about Tua all the time. I mean, Tua has no elite skills. You know, he has no elite. I mean, of all the four of all the four quarterbacks in the AFC East, Tua's right now looks like the fourth best.
And limited sample on Zach Wilson, but yeah, two was definitely.
I mean,
Zach
Wilson's got a much stronger arm. Zach Wilson could throw the ball from here. You know, he look, that offense isn't very good. It isn't very well coordinated. There's nothing really good about that offense right now. But that kid's, I wouldn't be down on that kid yet. That kid's got some real skill.
It's weird. You just said, you know, Herbert got taken after Tua. Patrick Mahomes went, well, I think 10th overall. It's weird how the guys who go first. Historically, I think in the last 10 or 15 years, they have not exactly lit the world on fire and been the best quarterback in their class. Do you think that's mostly because the good quarterbacks are going to awful organizations with bad coaching, bad offensive lines, et cetera?
I think a lot of it is outside perception. I mean, think about this. All through the draft, you know, all we heard about was how ridiculous it would have been to trade up for Mac Jones, how he wasn't worth the third pick in the draft. Twitter dominated that narrative, right? Mac Jones isn't good enough. The 49ers only made that trade to get Trey Lance. There's no way you should trade up to get him. Justin Fields is better than – Mac Jones is by far the best rookie quarterback. He's by far the best rookie. He didn't go to a playoff team. You know, he went to a team and he's just feeling his oats. They haven't really developed. They haven't been able to really – they haven't gelled as an offensive unit yet up in New England. They're going to take some time. But I think there's so much perception. Tank for Tua. I mean, who wasn't tanking for Tua? You were on that – everybody was on that campaign. Tank for Tua. You got to tank for Tua. You know, really?
That was the thing that built at college when he was so incredible at Alabama. And then the injuries happened and you're like, eh. And I remember getting into it with Dan Orlovsky. He's like, you got to take Tua over Herbert. And by that point, I was all over Herbert. I was like, no way, I'm going Herbert. And there was this weird narrative, Mike, that built about, well, Herbert, look where he grew up. And then he played at Oregon. How's he going to handle leaving his comfort zone? And it was, I don't know, Mike, you've been in a front office. That stuff mostly is nonsense, right?
It's all nonsense. I mean, look, I think what hurt Herbert more than anything was the Oregon offense. I think Marcus Arroyo, that offense there was horrendous. And everybody was grading the offense. They weren't grading the player. And they were critiquing the offense, and it was poorly orchestrated. And then, you know, once he got to the Senior Bowl, when he went down the Senior Bowl, like, oh, wow, wow. Well, I get it now. Okay, I got it. Yep, there it is. And that's what happened. I think there's so many false narratives out there. It's ridiculous.
And it's weird how they latch on to. We'll get back to Jimmy G in a sec. I want to ask another question on Tua. So he's hurt. Jacoby Brissett's in this week. I would not be surprised if Miami won that game outright. I am curious where you are on the whole Deshaun Watson thing. I know it's borderline impossible to trade for him at this point, but we've had many guys on this show come on and say, listen, it's down to Miami, maybe Carolina or Philly for Deshaun Watson. Where are you on this whole Watson saga, or do you just not want to get into it given his situation?
You know, I think there's too many unknowns, right? You just don't know what you're buying. You know, the one thing is everything that you do in trading is risk reward. How much risk are you willing to take? How much reward are you going to get? You know, and no one knows. He's got 22 civil suits there. No one knows what the outcome of those will be. He's got eight. The district attorney of Houston's looking into it, two of which are not in the civil cases. So the civil cases could go up to 24. You know, as an organization to build in a culture you're trying to develop, you can't put them on the field. You don't have enough information to really know. So, you know, it's hard to trade them. It's hard to play them, you know, and he didn't, you know, in fairness to the Texans, he didn't create this narrative. They didn't create the narrative. They wanted him on the team. He's the one who raised the stake. I mean, he was on every ESPN show. His agent was advertising to get me out of there. And all of a sudden, now it's quieted down because of all the off-the-field incidents.
Yeah. We could wrap up, Mike, with this. I want to give you credit for being ahead of the curve on this Trey Lance, Mac Jones stuff. I think I listened to your pod once when it was going on, and I tweeted out something that you said, and all these Niners fans freaked out. What is it? Why are they so defensive of Shanahan and Lynch? What do you think is driving this?
I truly believe, you know, and I reported this. I think that Shanahan really wanted Mac Jones. I think he was in Cabo. He watched tape. He saw Mac Jones. He called John Lynch and said, we got to get this guy. He's even – Adam Schefter reported it 6 months later that, you know, but the Niner fans for some reason can't see Mac Jones. I think Mac Jones got destroyed by that picture of him smoking a cigar with no shirt on.
Oh, the chubby man tits and everything, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that probably hurt him more than anything. But the reality of it is if you were to describe a perfect quarterback for Kyle Shanahan, it would be Mac Jones.
Yeah. How much more does it hurt Shanahan that Mac Jones is tearing it up through 2 weeks, is now the favorite to win Rookie of the Year?
I would say this. All the people in the organization for the 49ers who are preaching Trey Lance are probably getting the evil eye coming from the Shanahan. I think Mike Shanahan even liked Mac Jones.
Hmm. What does this do to a front office when there's this kind of divide?
Well, we don't know yet on Trey Lance. I mean, it's not done. I mean, he hasn't played yet. I mean, he's not ready to play. This whole narrative that he's playing, this whole narrative that he's going to play is ridiculous. I mean, anybody who thought he was going to play this summer, he was going to start. I mean, all on Twitter, he had him starting. If anybody watched the tape of him playing in the preseason, you knew he wasn't going to start. That's why Garoppolo was so confident. Garoppolo's like looking at that people like, are you crazy?
The guy sits out a year.
I know who's going to be the starting quarterback. I'm not going to say it, but I know. I mean, come on. It's people that have no idea that are talking. They have no clue.
I wonder what happens if they go 13-3, get to the Super Bowl. Does that make it harder to dump Jimmy G?
They'll just ask a king's ransom for Jimmy G. I mean, they've already been to the Super Bowl with Jimmy G. I mean, that's the thing that cracks me up. They want to put Trey Lance in the game. They went to the Super Bowl with Jimmy G. I mean, Jimmy G went to the Super Bowl. He has a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. Was it Jimmy G's fault that on 3rd and 18, they didn't cover Tyreek Hill? Was it Jimmy G's fault that on 3rd and 10, they got a pass interference penalty in the red zone, in the end zone? Was that his fault? Was it his fault that Chris Jones got in his face on a slant? You know, I mean, like, they didn't protect him.
Yeah.
I'm not defending him. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think Jimmy G has his own issues, durability being one of them.
Yeah.
But to say put him on the bench for a guy who's never played before is ridiculous, especially when the quarterback led you to a Super Bowl.
So it almost sounds like you think the Niners are in great position because they'll get a ransom for Jimmy G at the end of the season. Maybe Pittsburgh jumps in. And Trey Lance probably will work fine because Shanahan's an offensive genius.
I'm not ready to go. I don't know what Trey Lance is going to do. I don't know. I have no idea. I haven't seen it. I mean, based on what I saw this preseason, it was one look and run. It was, you know, and he was throwing fastballs. You know, he was just throwing heaters. You know, and until he learns to take some thought, the ball, and throw some touch, which he will.
He is Michael Lombardi, VSiN. He's got a podcast with Adnan Virk called The GM Shuffle. Mike, glad you're doing well, man. Stay safe out there in Jersey.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate you.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
Good stuff from Michael Lombardi, and I tend to agree with him on the Niners. I think, you know, if you ask me what his best take is, and I don't know all of his takes, but, like, you know, it's tough to cut through sometimes. So many people talking on so many topics. I really like his 49ers Kyle Shanahan take. I think he should ride that to glory, because this is going to be a situation for the Niners. I just don't like where this is headed, especially if they're really good. And I know you made the point that, yeah, you could sell Jimmy G high. That's fine. Mac Jones already looks good. The pressure will be on Trey Lance to deliver. And if he's not delivering what Shanahan wants, and it's pretty clear that he's not close to ready, maybe he needs a year. You know, Shanahan's going to resent the people in the organization who talked him out of it. And I know the 49ers fans, oh, there was no talking out. No. Guys, I get it. You're a fan for a reason. I'm going to side with Lombardi on this one. All right, let's get to best bets for Thursday Night Football. The fun fact is that primetime overs this year, 6-0. Now, the total on this one is super low, 43, and the spread is huge, 7.5. Usually that's a bad sign. There is a large disconnect. When you get a big spread like that on a low total, you've got to gravitate toward the dog, right? I mean, Houston, we've seen the history in recent years of quarterbacks where there's really no film on Davis Mills. And you could say, yeah, what about the preseason? I'm talking real live bullets. Preseason hardly counts. Trey Lance looked fine in the preseason at times. Like, come on. I think my guess is we will see some stuff from Davis Mills that the Carolina Panthers are completely surprised by, and it almost might catch them flat-footed. I would say that there's a chance that Houston's live in this one early. I don't love a side here. I did tease Carolina down. You know the teaser rules. You go through the 7 and the 3, the two most key numbers in the NFL, and now all they have to do is win. Right, so you get them at a half, and then you put in Cleveland, Arizona, Denver, whoever you want in that teaser. So I like that. If you're taking a flyer on props for the game, first touchdown, take a look at what you can get Dan Arnold, the tight end, for on the Carolina Panthers. I know it's the DJ Moore show, the Christian McCaffrey show. Maybe Robbie Anderson gets a deep one. But Dan Arnold... he's a guy that I think can do damage against a Texans team that has not defended the tight end well. The kid on O'Shaughnessy tore him apart in the opener, and Cleveland didn't totally use tight ends much, but Baker Mayfield was able to surprise Houston by going to guys that you don't expect. A gentleman by the name of Anthony Schwartz. Not Anthony Schwartz. Dimitrik Felton, who I'm not personally familiar with. Harrison Bryant, who is a tight end, had a solid game. He had 4 targets. Austin Hooper had 5 targets. So of the 21 targets, Njoku, the tight end, Hooper, the tight end, and Bryant, the tight end, combined for 12 of 21. Now, you could say, well, Jay, that had to do with Jarvis Landry being out. No Odell Beckham. Fair. That's fair. Donovan Peoples-Jones, 1 target. But I think that you can sooner exploit the tight ends on this defense than you can on the outside. I don't like this defense at all. But I would take a flyer on Dan Arnold first touchdown. And I wouldn't be surprised if Davis Mills tries a deep one early to Cooks. Brandon Cooks looks revigorated in Houston. He is the guy who's had a million concussions, and you hope he remains healthy. Because when he is, he's dynamic. This guy was a first-round pick, helped the Rams get to the Super Bowl. At least I'm pretty sure. I think he was on that Patriots team that lost to the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Like, Brandon Cooks can play. He's a burner. The concussions obviously cause for concern, but I would take a flyer on Dan Arnold. First touchdown, if you're feeling exotic. And frankly, I would look at the under 43. If I don't love the side at 7.5. That's a big number on the road for Sam Darnold. So there you have it. We'll be back with weekend bets tomorrow. My piece went up today, I think this morning early, on Fox Sports for college football picks. And my NFL, I'm close to finalizing the card, but the Thursday injury report, super key. So you want to keep an eye out for that. All right, guys, thanks for listening. Talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.